This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته رياض الرزازي Welcome you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017 Day 14 So how's your fasting in Ramadan and I hope and I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts your siyam I hope and I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts your qiyam and your dua And I hope you are making lots of dua. I hope you are using this name of Allah, Al-Mujib, in your dua. Al-Mujib, remember, he loves to be called because he called himself Al-Mujib. Why? Because he loves to answer the call of the one who invokes him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, you know, as I was talking about the some of the requirements and etiquettes of making dua, wallahi, you know, if you're sincere and truthful in your dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your call. I remember this man, you know, he was mentioning the fact that he was traveling to this Muslim country, and he's a well-known man, mashallah. He goes on TV and stuff, and then he happens to be in this masjid. And he wants to sleep in the masjid because he has a very early flight to catch the next day. So he requested from the imam if he could really stay in the masjid for that evening and pray Fajr in the masjid. He does not want to miss Fajr in the masjid, so because he wants to pray Fajr and head straight to the airport. The imam wants to invite him and he says, no, please, if you can just allow me to sleep, or spend the night in the masjid for Fajr so I can make it for Fajr and then go to the airport the next day. So the imam, of course, allowed him, and the man, he noticed, as he was alone in the masjid, he heard somebody crying a lot. So he went and he saw a man, in one of the corners of the masjid, praying and making a dua in his language, in his dialect, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, enough, Ya Rabbi, enough, this is it, Ya Rabbi, and he was making this dua, And that sheikh felt sorry for him, so he waited until he finished the salah, and then he went to him and told him, what is your story? He says, wallah, my wife, she has a surgery tomorrow. It's a very deadly surgery. It's a matter of life and death, and she needs money. I don't have the money for the surgery. Okay, the man says, how much money do you need? He says, I need 14,500 Egyptian guinea, Egyptian pounds. The sheikh says, well, I don't have the money, just keep doing what you're doing. So the man kept on praying, and so he went to sleep, the sheikh, and then the man, spent that night, praying. And in the morning, when Fajr came, the imam came, and then they pushed the sheikh. He said, please, lead the salah. He said, ah, please, I don't want to lead, I just want to leave, pray and leave straight to the masjid. He said, no, you're our guest, please lead the salah. So he was leading the salah. As he led the salah, he finished the salah, and one from the musallim came to him, as he was, mashallah, a well-known man, and he hugged him and he says, listen, I'm a very, very wealthy man, and alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with so much. And in fact, my wife, she used to tell me, go and pray, pay your zakah. But I was holding my zakah because I didn't want to give it in pieces here and there. I want to give it one lump sum. So I have that lump sum with me and I want to give it, I want to give it as zakah, So the sheikh says, how much money do you have? The man says, I have 14,500 guinea in my pocket. I want to give it as zakah. The sheikh teared, his eye teared. So he called that man who was praying the whole night. He says, come. So he came, his eyes were red, teary. He says, what's your story? Tell him. So he told him the story and he says, how much money do you need? He says, I need 14,500 guinea because I need to pay surgery. I don't have the money. That businessman was so emotional. They all made sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he gave the man the 14,500, And this is not like a story of, science fiction or whatnot, as it happened, to that man. It could happen to anybody. I'm sure you may have, amazing things may have happened to you or people that you know of. Again, never despair. Always Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sincere and truthful in your dua. Allah will grant you your wish inshaAllah ta'ala. Until another episode of Rock Ramadan 2017, I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.